The Second Tithe, The Sydney Sanitarium, Special Testimony. We have the most lively interest in the work in Australia, and we earnestly desire to see it advancing along its different lines. And especially do we desire to see the successful establishment of the Sydney Sanitarium. This work has been long delayed and should now be pushed forward with vigor. Object of the Sanitarium. The Lord has repeatedly given instruction regarding the importance of this institution and the necessity for its establishment. He desires the sanitarium to be built that we may cooperate with His instrumentalities in relieving the sufferings of humanity. In the work in the sanitarium, physicians, matron, and nurses are to cooperate with God in restoring the sick to health. In doing this, they cooperate with Him in restoring His image in the soul. Let us not limit the Holy One of Israel. Is not Christ officiating for us in the sanctuary above, at the right hand of God? Is He not making intercession for those who are suffering physically and those who are suffering spiritually? He invites them to come to Him who was dead but is alive forevermore. God desires suffering human beings to be taught how to avoid sickness by the practice of correct habits of eating, drinking, and dressing. Many are suffering under the oppressive power of sinful practices, who might be restored to health by an intelligent observance of the laws of life and health, by cooperating with Him who died that they might have eternal life. This is the knowledge that men and women need. They need to be taught how to study the divine laws given by Christ for the good of all mankind. This is the work that is to be done in our sanitarium in Australia. God's instrumentalities should seek to follow in the footsteps of the divine healer. Those who come to the sanitarium should be taught how to take care of the body, remembering the words, "Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's yes." We are God's property, and the path of obedience to nature's laws is the direct path to heaven. He who is converted from errors in eating, drinking, and dressing is being prepared to hear and receive the truth into a good and willing heart. Many, by practicing the laws of nature and by receiving the renovating grace of God into the soul, obtain a new lease of physical and spiritual life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let wisdom's voice be heard, for her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. To do all in our power. I feel a special burden for the sanitarium in Sydney. Let our brethren and sisters study carefully and prayerfully the present situation. There is need for them to do all they can to advance the work on the sanitarium. They must depend largely upon themselves, for the brethren and sisters in America have been drawn upon heavily. And just now they are straining every nerve to relieve the embarrassed institutions in Scandinavia. We are doing our utmost to relieve the emergencies in Norway, Denmark, and Australia. The inhabitants of the heavenly universe are looking with intense interest upon God's enterprises in different parts of the world. Let our people in Australia awake and rally to the help of the Sydney Sanitarium. Let them do all in their power to set this institution in operation as soon as possible. God says, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Take this word as a message from heaven, to which you are to pay profound attention, that you may understand the heavenly mandate and be prepared to answer, "Here am I, send me."